Okay, we recovered from that technical glitch. Good morning, everybody. So thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Zealand was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to the other to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, so just for your time zone, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call in to 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find the archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging, the number four in there, Solutions for Anti-Aging. Today's topic is, hey, it's never too late to lift weights. Older bodies can still build muscle. And I'm an older guy, and I'm still building muscle, so I can attest to that. But let's see. This story was a couple months old by Gretchen Reynolds, and it appeared in the Washington Post. Scroll down here. Contrary to popular wisdom among many gym goers, and even some scientists, hi honey, make it a great day. Contrary to popular wisdom among many gym goers, and even some scientists, healthy people in their 60s, 70s, and beyond can safely start lifting weights and rapidly build substantial muscle mass, strength, and mobility. A new study of resistance exercise in the elderly found that even people in their 80s and 90s who hadn't weight trained before showed significant gains after starting a supervised program of lifting weights three times a week. It shows that healthy older people can certainly respond to resistance training, that their muscles are still plastic, says Tommy Lundberg, an exercise researcher at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, who was not involved in the study. Lundberg, the author of a new book, The Physiology of Resistance Training, said the research shows it's never too late for older people to start lifting weights. They increase both their muscle size and their strength. Most of all, the study implies that our perception of what's physically possible in old age may need some updating. Aging muscles can grow. It's often assumed that the oldest old, or say people past the age of 80, are less likely to be able to gain muscle mass and strength, said Luke Van Loon, a professor of human biology at Maastricht University and senior author of the new study. This idea took hold partly because the oldest old so rarely was studied. Past weight training research often capped volunteer ages at about 75 because of worries that the older people would be unable to handle the training or their muscles wouldn't respond if they could manage to lift. But Van Loon and his colleagues were unconvinced. Muscle tissue is constantly turning over as long as we live. So why shouldn't an octogenarian's muscle strengthen and grow as well as the youngsters of 65. To investigate that idea, he and his co-authors recruited 29 healthy older men and women. The study consisted of two groups. The younger old, I like that, included 17 people between the ages of 65 and 70. I would have been in that group. Participants in the older old were at least 85. All lived independently, had no debilitating illnesses. None had regularly weight trained before. Oh, that would have kicked me out. Growing stronger in any age. The researchers measured everyone's current strength and muscle mass and then introduced them to weight training with basic full-body resistance routine using gym machines such as the pull-down, the lat pull-down, and leg extension. The volunteers lifted three times a week for 12 weeks. In supervised sessions, using weights set to as much as 80% of their full strength. The program is more intense than some people might expect older people to tolerate. But the volunteers loved participating in this intervention, said Gabriel Nasiri Mazuka Nassar, an associate professor at the University of La Frontera in Chile, who led the new study. Attendance was high injuries were rare. And both the younger old and older old groups responded powerfully to the exercise, surprising the researchers somewhat. Before the study started, Marzuki Nasir said he and his co-authors had expected the oldest men and women to gain strength and mass, but to a lesser extent than among the 65 to 75-year-olds. However, after 3 months, the people aged 85 and up had packed on more strength and mass in relative terms than the younger group, adding an average of 11% to muscle mass and 46% to strength, versus 10% more muscle and 38% more strength among the younger volunteers. The oldest men and women also improved their scores on a test of their ability to rise from the chair and move around by about 13%, plus 8% versus 8% in the younger of the groups. The oldest group greater relative gains were due, in part, the researchers think, to their having an extra decade of declining muscle size and strength compared to the younger lifters. They started from a lower baseline. Well, that makes sense. Never too late to lift. The results persuasively show that it's never too late to start training, said Michael Roberts, a professor of kinesiology at Auburn University in Alabama, who extensively studied resistance exercise. The oldest group improved mobility was especially encouraging. He added, because loss of physical function is ultimately what defines frailty. The results have caveats. The study was small and lasted only for 3 months. Plus, the training was supervised, with people's lifting form and loads monitored and adjusted as needed. A level of tension that can be difficult to replicate for ordinary people. The study also is not meant to give us any carte blanche to skip weight training now in anticipation of starting in retirement. It's better to start at an earlier age, Marzuki Nasir said, and continue throughout life. Perhaps most important, the older men and women who joined the study were healthy for their ages, with few glaring physical limitations. It may be unrealistic for some older people with serious illnesses or disabilities to begin lifting. If you're worried about your readiness for weight training, talk with your doctor. Anyone past the age of 60 who's interested in starting a new lifting or other exercise routine should probably check first with their doctor and then seek out training programs at a gym or community center specifically designed for older people. The costs are often covered by Medicare or other insurance. The study's key takeaway, though, is that there seems to be no age limit or hard stop on our body's ability to adapt and improve, said study co-author Van Loon. You're never too old to start exercising. All right, so there you go. Hey, so if you're saying, I'm too old, I can't do it, unless you got some real issues and you need to check with your doctor first, hey, you're probably not too old. There's probably some hope for you out there. It's never too late to get in some resistance training. That could be at home with some resistance bands, which are cheap, easy, very affordable, and can accomplish most major movements fairly easy with a lot of stretching. You just up the bands without ever going to the gym. So it's not like you have to go hang out at the gym to do it. You have to be a wonk like I am. You can just be a regular Joe. All right. So once again, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com. I'll get it updated. We're current through the end of last week, I think, on there. I'll get them updated for you and posted. And SoundCloud.com. And once you get to SoundCloud.com, if you haven't bookmarked it already, once you get there, bookmark it. So you have to keep searching for it. But if you haven't bookmarked it, look for either search for TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, or Solutions for Anti-Aging with the number 4. All right, let's get over here and open up the lines. Open up the lines somewhere. Oh, there we go.
Thank you. That was great.
You're welcome. A little scared there at the beginning. We getting dumped off the bridge. I'm not sure what happened, but hallelujah, made it back.
Hey, we'll take what we can get, right?
Yeah. No one died, so it's okay. What's your topic tomorrow, Susan?
I'm actually doing more main dishes tomorrow. So I'm sharing some recipes to help tantalize people's taste buds.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Some yummy recipes. Perfect. So be sure to dial in tomorrow. I'll be back again on Thursday, and we'll complete out the week on Friday. And go out today and make it a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you participating. See you in a couple days. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Make it great.